This article is entitled A Prayer for Guidance, written for us by Nancy Winder, who is now retired and living in Seattle. She served twice as pastor of Holden Village and has been researching the Holden Prayer for more than 30 years. For 60 years, the Holden Village Retreat Center in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State has welcomed people into the wilderness to form and renew their relationships with God, the earth, and each other. Guests and staff in this remote, beautiful setting enjoy nature, community, life, music, art, and worship while engaging in conversations about life, faith, and the world. When people return from Holden to their homes, schools, and faith communities, they take their new discoveries with them. One treasure that guests have taken with them for all the Holden's history is a prayer. Here it is. O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. It was written by Eric Milner White, Dean of the Chapel at King's College, Cambridge, and a designer of its famous Christian Eve service, a festival of 9 lessons and carols. This prayer, titled The Call of Abraham, was first published in 1941 in a little book titled Daily Prayer, compiled by Milner White and G.W. Briggs. Certainly the people of England gathered in their churches and worried in their homes during World War II could identify with the Call of Abraham and its sense of uncertain future held in God's guidance. The prayer offered hope for the future in a hopeless time. The Call of Abraham first found a Lutheran readership in the 1958 service book and hymnal. Luther Reed, chair of the Joint Commission for that hymnal and president of Lutheran Theological Seminary at Philadelphia, owned 2 prayer volumes by Milner White, including daily prayer and copied out petitions from those books for the Collects and Prayers section of the book. The Call of Abraham became number 96 for guidance. The SBH was the worship book at Holden Village, and Carol Hinderly, named its first director in 1963, used for guidance right away. Perhaps Hinderly and his wife Mary first learned of the prayer from the Anglican missionaries with whom they were imprisoned by the Japanese in the Philippines during World War II. Or maybe they heard it when they studied it in Norway in the 1950s. Villagers at Holden in its first years might remember the invitation to turn to prayer 96 on page 231. As the prayer made its way from the village to countless other contexts, it became known as the Holden Prayer. In 1987, the prayer was published in the Lutheran Book of Worship under Morning and Evening Prayer. And in 2006, the prayer was included in the Evangelical Lutheran Worship. This prayer resonated in the hearts and minds of people of all faiths and vocations who recited at worship, weddings, ordinations, and even funerals. Valparaiso University uses it at graduation every year. Lutheran congregations also use it as a template for their ministry, including Westwood in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and St. Mark in Spokane, Washington. Many congregations, including Emmanuel Lutheran in Pepin, Wisconsin, recite it as their prayer of sending in every service. It's also been set to music, and visual artists have rendered it in many mediums. At Holden, the prayer is most often used as staff leave the village. Its strong sense of a foundation for life's journey, for God's calling to service and vocation, and its vision of new paths and even perils, blesses each person for whatever might come next. The phrase in this prayer that most seems to capture people's imagination and spirit is good courage. What strength and direction these words give, especially when sustained by God's guiding hand and supporting love. These are words for every season, every person, every community. Thanks is given to Milner White and this treasure, which has gone out everywhere with good courage.